Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
It is not just about not yielding ground. It's about advancing. In the Gospel of St. John, Jesus says something that I think it's related to today's Gospel. And I would like to stress one of his words. He says, "By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit." So God's will for us is not simply to have a good life. We must aim at attaining excellence in every action we undertake, in everything we are. In today's second reading, St. Paul said that we are the children of the day, the children of the light. Light's nature consists in shining. Jesus himself said that no one lights a lamp to hide it away. So today we should ask ourselves whether we are making our talents fruitful or not, in our families, at the parish, at work. For the most part, we get out of life what we put into it. Eternal happiness works exactly the same way. We get out of our spiritual life what we put into it. The more we give, the more we get from Jesus, because he's never outdone in generosity. God doesn't settle for our leftovers. If today's parable doesn't tell us that, then it doesn't tell us anything. And the second thing I would like to share with you today, in light of today's gospel, is that God seems to love people who are willing to run risks for his sake. And this is present everywhere in the Bible. He who trusts in the Lord is never disappointed. Sometimes we bury our talents because we are afraid of losing what we have. We fear to leave our comfort zone. We have settled in when it comes to our spiritual life, and we want neither to move forward nor to jeopardize our well-being. And today, Jesus teaches us that sometimes we have to play everything on one card. We have to work. We would like, we want to enjoy life eternal, but we don't really want to work hard to get it. And by doing that, we become today's parable's third servant. We can't be fearful. We can't be afraid. Saint Teresa of Jesus once wrote that God is a good friend of bold souls, people willing to run risks for Jesus' sake. So today, in light of the readings the Church gives us today, we have to learn to commit ourselves to Christ. knowing that He will give us much more than we can even imagine. Because one day the Master will return. And when your Master returns, He will reward you if you've been generous with Him. So let's be people of great souls. Let's try to follow Jesus in everything we do. When St. John Bosco was told to rest, to let up in his activity, he used to answer, "Tell the devil to rest first, and then I'll rest too." I guess he meant that this is not a time to rest. It is not a time to making calculations or to negotiate or to bury our talents. It is time to spend ourselves in the service of God and our neighbor. It is time to empty ourselves now, today. Saint José María Escrivá once wrote that tomorrow is very often the adverb of the defeated. How many people say, "I will be better tomorrow. I'll start over tomorrow. I'll do my best to improve in my prayer life from tomorrow on." And that day never comes. May we live in such a way that we deserve to listen to these words of Jesus: "Well done, good and faithful servant. Come, share your master's joy." Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.